rid of this goddamn car.
Ah, I want to fuck bitches. I don't want to have ass cancer. You got to get angry. You got to find your humanity. And you got to start fucking bitches.
Mega faggot.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Niggas.
One more time?
Niggas.
You know when you open the door to my room, a big old cloud of weed smoke be billowing out.
And I don't like her now, and the next thing I'm going to do is leave. So f*** all of you.
You're gay.
Fuck you. Whoa, shit.
Damn, that is loud.
Damn.
Whoops.
It's like we need a fucking full-time producer.
Whoops.
Fix those levels.
I, like, had the gain way too high on...
Oh, no worries, dude. Listen, my game is way too high. Game hunting. Big time hunting. I got my knee pads ready to suck. I literally have knee pads on right now.
Yeah?
I'm ready to blow some cock. Honestly.
Hell yeah, dude.
Listen, that's awesome. Here's the thing. I'm speaking directly to the mayor right now. If I can get a nice sidewalk and a bench and a couple trees right outside my door, I'll suck him off. That's the trade.
Guess what?
I'm prepared. What's up?
Guess what? I added new sounds to the soundboard.
Oh, shit. What you got?
Tactical news!
Oh, that's all. Oh, no way.
Perk is too good. I'm about to pree.
Okay, those are awesome. Those are good ones. Tactical nuke incoming!
Tactical nuke incoming!
I only added those four.
No, those are good. Those are some new ones.
Yeah.
Fuck. I need to start playing COD again. Rot my brain.
Yeah?
Rot my brain. Just turn the brain off and just go like 8 hours. I don't even know what happened.
You have no fucking clue where any time went at all, ever?
No, I'm ready. I'm ready to just go full deep into the cyberspace, quit my job.
Well,
never talk to anyone again.
Speaking of that, I have been doing that.
Really?
I've been fucking back on my fuck shit, and I've been playing fucking Monster Hunter World.
Oh, is that what you've been playing?
Yeah, I've been playing Monster Hunter World for the past, like, fucking 2 weeks.
Dude, but that game rocks.
It does rock.
Yeah. You don't feel guilty about it. You do feel guilty about it.
I do feel guilty.
You're such a little shit.
I feel guilty. I have been. But, like, I feel guilty when I spend, like, more than fucking 3 hours on it.
That's
good. 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
If I spend any more time than that, like, if I spend my entire day off on that, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Dude, that sounds so nice. I need to just spend an entire weekend playing Mass Effect.
Those games are pretty good.
Yeah. I have yet to play them. I played, like, half of the first one, and then, you know, lost my job. So
yeah.
I had to figure some shit out.
Hell yeah.
Perk is too good. I'm about to pree.
Whoops.
Dude, you know what? Every single job that I've lost, I can name a game that could have been kind of responsible.
I don't have a game that would be responsible, well, other than fucking, you know, Apex Legends.
Mm. That's true.
Fuck that game. I'm never playing that game again.
I'm trying not to.
But I just miss fucking being able to sit down and just, like, get fucking high as shit and play Kirby for fucking 12 hours.
Oh, shit.
What Kirby? And then, like, not feel guilty about it.
Yeah. See, I think that's what people talk about when they're like, oh, I miss gaming when I was younger. You miss not being guilty about it.
Yeah.
You know,
I miss not being guilty sitting around doing nothing. But now as an adult, as a grown man, I have like responsibilities. And what the fuck is that?
No,
that's
bullshit. You know what is bullshit is you pretending to have responsibilities. You have nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing for you to do. See, like people.
But it's
feel
like
guilty.
I feel like I should be responsible.
Yeah.
It's the guilt of not
but
being responsible
fucking...
when you should.
Right.
I guess, which is fucking gay.
That's true. It is fucking gay because you shouldn't be responsible.
I should.
You shouldn't.
I should just be carefree and enjoy life, but I don't.
Yeah.
I hate myself.
You hate yourself?
And I'm going to start cutting myself again. I'm going to start cutting and.
You should. That should be the fucking. That'll be the trailer for the show. It's just you legitimately slitting your wrists. People are like, wow, dude, the editing is really good. No. Blood is really
That veins. Syrup. That syrup looks really good and realistic.
Oh shit! Should we like? You should slit your wrists on pancakes. I think that would honestly be kind of.
About like coming up with some fucking stupid intros and shit. Like, I had an idea of for like an intro to something where it's like a sandwich being like dropped on a plate.
Ooh.
Like it's being constructed piece by piece.
Stop motion.
No. Oh. It's like an actual sandwich, just like bread, meat, fucking cheese, tomato, fucking whatever. And then like you put like a fucking toothpick in it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just pour like fucking black slime or something on top of it.
Oh. And then the black slime would say like the name of the show.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, something like that.
You know what? You know what Vsauce, like you know Vsauce, right? He kind of had like intros like that. Or like, you know, the slime coming down in reverse. I bet we could do like some short form little videos to promote the show.
Yeah, that was, I had like an idea like that at one point, but.
Like what about a stack of pancakes with margarine, like six of them on top of each other. And then you can see it's clearly like 0W25 fucking like motor oil and you're just pouring it on and it looks delicious and then like it kind of zooms out and then you see it's motor oil and that's just completely
and then I take a bite.
Yeah, dude, bite. That would be cool.
Eat that shit.
Yeah,
that actually sounds really good right now. Some fucking pancakes with motor oil in it,
dude,
because I'm a fucking robot. I'm a fucking,
you are a bender.
I am a fucking robot.
I want that motor oil. I mean, that's what they use to take pictures of lovely pancakes. But, whoa, shit. Did you just rip ass?
No, I like...
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
I had a booger in my nose.
Hell yeah. Hell
fucking yeah. I had a booger in my nose.
Hell yeah. I'm getting head. I got a booger in my dick. Dude, I'm so happy.
All right, anyways. Fucking...
Wait, no. I think I was making a point about video games.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I want to fucking... Dude... Spend all day on it, all day playing Mass Effect. That sounds so nice, you know?
Just you, know, you people, this is a bag of chips, box of tissues, and lotion with fucking Mass Effect loading up, jerking off to those big blue alien fucking titties.
Oh, my God. There's some hot bitches in that game.
You know, 100%. I might have to have a day like that to myself, yeah. You know, with that game.
Because that game's, like, good for you. Because you have to read a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reading if you want to get into it. I fucking love that.
It's a lot of reading and fucking decision making and
yeah,
titties.
See,
and space.
You know, dude, games are good for you. I'm tired of people being like, "Oh, you should stop playing games and watch TV and fuck your wife." Hey, no, fuck your wife. She's not doing anything. She's not doing anything with her life. Let her rot. You get good. You get golden Apex.
Yeah, get that Apex cred, street cred.
I'm not saying you shouldn't, like, show up for your kid being born, but anything other than that is on the table.
Yeah.
You know?
So don't be a bitch. Get out there. Jerk off to some fucking Mass Effect blue titties. Play Apex. Get that fucking pred rank.
Yeah. I'm saying
get some bitches on your dick.
Get good at a video game.
Get some motherfucking bitches on your dick. Yeah. Whoops.
I mean, not too many people can, you know, have the experience of getting good at something. Get good at a video game.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get good at something. Unlike this shit. I sent you something about this earlier. But
I didn't see shit. I heard something about being fat, and I thought you were making fun of me.
Oh, usually that's what it is, but I just want you to watch the fucking ad for it. I'm just going to let you watch this.
Holy shit. She really is fat.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought she was the front end of a car. She kind of looks like a Chevy Cavalier covered in like a shirt.
I was thinking like a VW bus.
Yeah.
VW bus and like a painter's tarp.
Right. But with hair.
With hair.
Dude, I like how she's kind of hiding her hands.
Yeah.
Because you know her hands just look like she's fucking like, Vienna sausages.
You know her ass is eating that chair that she's sitting on. Her entire back end is just swallowing that chair.
Dude, you get fat enough, your entire body starts eating things. You know?
Yeah.
You just eat the chair.
But that was for fucking FatCon.
Of course it's in Seattle.
It's in Seattle.
Of course.
Well, I think that's like the second FatCon or whatever, but
why would it be in, I mean, Seattle's a pretty healthy state. Or is a bunch of fat people getting shipped?
I mean, listen.
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 What the fuck?
It's a real fucking thing. It's a real fucking thing, dude.
For the audience, he found the website.
I found the website. I can register to get tickets now.
Why do her thighs look like drumsticks in the logo? Even the logo looks bad.
Oh, my God.
How'd they make the logo fat? Oh, Jesus. What it? Okay. Okay. Wait. Wait. What the fuck do fat people have to be to unify about?
You know, their gravitational pull, it drags them together. They're like fucking planets.
Yeah, the solar system doesn't celebrate itself.
Yeah, no.
This isn't a fucking hobby.
It's because it's going they're, to it's because they're people who think they're planets. Anyways.
What the fuck? Shug?
Dude, maybe this is how you know we're fucked.
Dude, should we go?
I honestly thought about getting tickets.
Oh shit.
Look at what they offer. Fat Friend. Full event pass, brunch Sunday, access to our vendor hall, 30 plus workshop panel. And then look at just what they fucking Fat
priority
t-shirt.
Seating.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Priority. I mean,
you know the beds. You know the beds at this fucking place that they're like holding this con at. You know the fucking beds are gonna be destroyed,
dude.
Destroyed.
No, really.
From all these fucking like Jaimondo fucking people like
you're
having
right.
having like elephant sex in these fucking
dude.
In
I
these
mean,
fucking like
again, man. You get that fat, you don't really have sex. You just, most of sex for them is just trying to find each other's genitals.
Do they have a phone number?
Oh my god, they better not. They'll probably
Have a phone number, I'm gonna call it.
They probably eat the fucking mic. This is wild.
They only have the Instagram and the
go to About Us.
About Us?
Yeah. Go to the COVID-19 policy. King County. Okay, so attendees at FatCon must be fully vaccinated for COVID-19. FatCon is defining fully vaccinated as Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, or Pfizer, right in your ass. I mean, if you're going to FatCon, you better have something.
Listen, that's not the About Us tab that I wanted to read. I wanted to read the anti-discrimination policy.
Ooh. The minimum sized bed should be king, Cal King size.
Yeah.
That's anti-discrimination. Okay, no, sponsors. This is real.
Okay, sponsors.
This is where it gets real. Because you know Oreo's sponsors. You know Nabisco.
Nabisco, let's go.
What does being gay have to do with being fat?
Hey, fat people can be gay too. You piece of
shit.
I'll
be the first to say, no, you can't. You can't.
There's like nothing like.
See, I want to see like PepsiCo sponsor this because you know they're the reason why they're fat. Plus size resale.
Mm.
Ross.
Yeah, Ross. They get all the fucking like XXL shirts that fucking Walmart couldn't sell.
Yeah.
They sell them.
Yeah.
Ross sponsors FatCon.
This is fucking wild. Big sexy
Look,
chat.
Twisted. What is this?
I think it's a fat woman trying to hang herself.
Oh,
she can't
no.
figure it
this
out.
Is like fucking Shibari.
Bondage rope.
Bondage.
Oh.
Like fat people doing fucking bondage rope shit.
Fat people.
That's like, you know.
hold on. I got one loaded for this.
When you've got like a fucking like yeah. chicken that you've like.
Oh,
wrapped
like,
it with like twine.
Oh, butcher's
a
twine.
Rotisserie
yeah,
chicken.
It should be fucking butcher's twine. fat people in bondage. I thought that was called their morning commute. You know, I thought it was called their morning commute across the city, stuck in their fucking car.
But dude, the comments on some of the things for this.
mean, this is fucking wild.
Oh, fuck.
I'm a test. Oh. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
You Diabetes get... con.
That's not good. That's... Shut the fuck up, 52FJ, you piece of shit.
We should do a convention in, like, protest against FatCon called SkinnyCon. And, like, only find the, like, most drugged out, like, supermodels.
It's called a Travis Scott concert. It already exists. No. Most people aren't, like, fucking PT Cruiser size.
No, we get like, a... we get, like, a Gucci fucking, like, runway show going across the street.
Mm.
Just oh, to kind of... just Yeah, we get, like, a high-end fashion show with all these, like, drugged out, like...
Oh, you mean the other looking, side, like, the other side of being unhealthy.
Well, on the other side of being unhealthy, but just to piss off the fat people because they can't.
Wouldn't even piss off. I mean, like, you want to really piss them off?
Close down every McDonald's in the fucking 5 mile radius.
Close the food trucks that are going to be parked in that bitch.
Yeah. Shut down every fast food restaurant in the fucking 20 mile radius.
Dude, I mean, I'm not you know, a guy who's going to be proponent for extra taxes. There needs to be a fucking sugar tax so we can make some money off these fatties.
Right.
I mean, Jesus, just send it to my fucking pocket.
Experiences. What's in the experiences tab?
If they don't have, if the showers don't run with ranch, I'll be disappointed.
Oh, yeah, of course they have, like, a food thing going on.
No, I mean, yeah. What
that's,
are you, stupid?
That's a no-brainer, but...
What are you, fucking retarded, Keegan? Of course.
You know, they should have just, like, had a food convention. That's FatCon itself.
I mean, yeah, you want to go to a food convention, go to Texas. Go to fucking...
What are they selling?
I mean...
ship sales? Because that's the only thing big enough to fucking cover these whales.
Yeah. Yeah, they're selling fucking, like, love seat couches, and they're calling them, you know, standard size plane seats.
Fucking, what was the captain's name in Moby Dick? Fucking Ahab? It's just Ahab's fucking sail from his ship.
Oh, yeah.
Moby Dick's girlfriend has to wear that to the fucking... FatCon.
Dude, they should sell fucking harpoons.
We should go outside outside of this event and sell, like, fucking PVC harpoons that we made. Yeah. Out of, like, PVC pipe.
Do you know when this is?
It is, oh god.
I mean, most other countries are, like, disgusted by
ticket
this.
Sales have ended.
Oh, fuck. No, I don't really want to go. I just want to see the amount of, like, I want to see, like, the airliners, like, struggling to take off.
Oh, the planes dragging ass all the way to the fucking,
yeah,
to Seattle.
I mean, you know what? Honestly,
just
man,
the black smoke coming from the planes dying.
You know what, dude? If I'm gonna be honest, I'm surprised we haven't had something like this already. Like, I'm surprised this is. Or have they? Is this, like, the fifth one they've had?
I don't know how many they've done.
If this is the first one, I'll be, like, genuinely shocked. Because, I mean, FatCon...
Did they do a 2023 one? That's the real question. I think they did one in Philly, I think.
Jesus.
They got ran out of Philly. All those dirtbags in Philly were fucking pissed off. They're like, you're eating all the cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
You're eating all the cheesesteaks.
I mean, watch the next one be in Colorado. How funny would that be? Knowing they have, like, the least amount of fat people. They're, like, the healthiest state.
Yeah, like, everyone there fucking, yeah, like, goes hiking and, you know, fucks each other in the woods or whatever they do up there.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you think it would be fatter because they legalized weed there, like, first or whatever. Or they were one of the first states to legalize weed.
Yeah.
So you think everyone would be getting high
That's
and
Oklahoma,
having the munchies.
Though. That's Oklahoma. Oklahoma's getting fatter. There's more fucking dispensaries in Oklahoma than California.
I guess so.
But, you know, like, Colorado, they're smoking weed for, like, you know, they're trying to, like, rationalize why they were, you know, beaten as a child. They're like, oh, my sister was mean to me. Let me smoke a joint. You know,
my sister was mean to me. Let me smoke some weed.
Yeah. They're trying to get over pussy bullshit that they went through. Oh, my dad threw me into the fucking fireplace. Oh.
And he turned it on, and that's why I have third-degree burns all over my ass.
My dad threw a watermelon on the floor.
And then he made me eat it like a dog.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, and they smoke weed to get over that, but they're not smoking weed to, like, get... See, here's my question. How come Jack in the Box, Burger King, and McDonald's don't lobby the government to make weed legal? You think that would, like, boost their sales? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they are. I don't know.
Who knows?
I think they should.
All these companies are in bed with each other. Listen, it's just a big, gross, disgusting orgy going on behind closed doors. But, you know, we get little peeks every once in a while.
Interesting.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
They're doing that already.
But, dude, if Jack in the Box would legalize weed, I'd be happy.
Yeah. Just pull up to the Jack in the Box. Hey, can I get four of, you know, Jack's big joints?
Oh, you start selling weed?
Start selling
I'd be down.
Fucking weed.
Drive-through weed? That's what's next. They got to start having drive-through
weed. I feel like they already have drive-through weed,
dude.
Of course.
I mean, this entire country's a fucking drive-through. You drive through it. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, drive through this country, leave.
Yeah. With drive-through.
It's in Arizona. Holy shit.
Arizona's largest pot dispensary with a drive-through.
So you can go through the drive-through, grab your fucking weed, and then go to the McDonald's next door and get fucked up.
Say no, not yet.
No, then no, it kicks me out of the site.
I don't give a fuck.
Idiot. You stupid
no,
piece
yet.
Of shit.
Actually, I bought a bunch of vapes online, and I had to get that shit refunded. They never came to me. They shipped it to, like, Vegas.
What a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, a bunch of fucking retards. Mint. Mint Mobile.
I wonder if this place has been robbed yet.
We'll do it. We'll fucking
okay,
rob this
we'll
place.
Go, we'll go do
it. I don't even like weed. You and I both think weed has destroyed this country.
It's destroyed my life.
Well, I can't say weed has. I mean, kind of did. I'd say acid more destroyed my life. But, actually, no, Fallout 4 kind of fucked my life.
I don't think it's been robbed yet.
Well, that's the thing. These weed stores have a lot of, they have a lot more security than your typical In-N-Out.
Yeah.
You know? They're not fucking around.
They're not fucking.
I mean, speaking of something that ruined my life, meth.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
My acid was laced with meth. Took that shit about 5 times before I realized there was a problem.
Oh, why am I in r/help? I'm sorry.
R/slash help me, please.
I'm sorry. I'm retarded.
I mean, I don't even know if I want to be on here, man.
You sure?
Yeah,
it's kind of
funny.
Know.
This is a bit fucking too close to home.
Too close to your trailer park home that you fucking
man.
Grew up in?
Yeah, dude.
R/
meth's official Discord server.
Yes.
Dude, what the fuck are they talking about? Where to get it?
Yeah, well, no, not where to get it, because then that would be violating their community standards.
But it's not. It's on Discord.
Oh, maybe on the Discord, but...
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm retarded.
Fucking piece of shit. Or is this, like, recovering from meth?
No, it's people, like, doing meth.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
Spun as fuck, DM me. Jesus Christ.
This is, like, the depths of the internet right now.
The depths.
The depths.
Oh, fuck.
That's a fucking rock, dude.
Dude, that is... You smoke that shit?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You snort it.
I'm not reading that.
Oh, come on. There's got to be something
okay,
good
okay.
Here.
I smoked meth for the first time today?
Wait, no. I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to skim it, see if there's anything good.
No, this shit is fucking crazy.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. I was oddly chilled out and mellow while smoking and obviously have been able to sleep, even if it's not that long. I feel so focused. I sat on the couch and played video games. What the fuck is your life? I feel so focused to do jack shit. All right, I'm against video games now. Shut the fuck up. We're against it. If you can't just play Minecraft and smoke meth. Play Minecraft alone, for fuck's sake.
Oh, man. This is fucking... This is like a gold mine. Wait, I have to quit weed or I'll lose my girlfriend, but I hate being sober. Dude, these people need help. Get, if you're fucking doing this shit, if you're posting your your drug abuse on the internet like this, get help.
No,
get
no,
help, because
no,
if you don't,
Keegan,
there's a tactical nuke incoming.
Keegan, we can't be a fucking self-help podcast. If you're doing meth and you're posting this,
I mean, continue
what I
doing
say,
it. It's kind of
what
funny.
I can say
it's kind
is
of funny.
The next high will be better. I can promise you that.
Bro, they're putting it in like vapes, like wax vape pens. I've never like actually looked into like how.
I mean, you've seen Breaking Bad.
Yeah, but like this enough. Shit is fucking hilarious. Some of these people are like,
damn. I mean, these people are just have shattered lives. Oh, hell yeah, dude. Would you come in it?
No, he broke
like,
it.
Oh, okay. Looks like he came in his bowl. That's a rock, dude.
That is
like,
a
that's
fucking
something you could
rock.
Put in your ass.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, wrong subreddit, Mr. I love fucking watching porn.
Yeah, but yeah, a lot of the comments are on these are so fucking funny. It's just like, yeah, I beat my dick like 7 times today smoking meth.
Holy shit, man. Cat piss dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is wild.
There's an r/heroin too.
I mean, that, listen, you got to subscribe to the Patreon for some that kind of premium content.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We don't have a Patreon. Don't give us any fucking money. Not yet.
We don't deserve it, but please actually send us some money.
Yeah, no, if anyone listening to this can send me $3,
I need to eat.
I could use an energy drink.
I need to eat. I have no groceries in my house.
Whose fault is that?
My fault, because I never go outside.
Yeah, you need to start shopping, dude. I mean, how...
How what?
How hard do you think it would be to score, like, decently hard shit here in Havasu, in the small town Havasu?
Oh, easy.
Easy.
I could do it in an hour.
Well, okay, you have connections, though. You don't use them.
No.
You're sober.
Are we going to speed run how fast we could buy drugs? Is this what we're doing?
I mean, no.
We've evolved.
I mean, like,
you know, we shit on everyone for playing video games and being nerds and speed running and doing all that shit and then doing drugs. What if we speed run buying drugs? How fast can I buy a rock?
It'd be so funny if we did that and immediately turned the dealer in. How? Like, just, I mean, I know I'm not for being a narc, but it would be funny.
It would be funny. Like, it'd be funny to do a whole fucking, like, YouTuber influencer bit. Like, how fast can I buy meth? And then he's, like, running around, like, broken, you know, Detroit. And it takes him fucking 20 minutes. And then at the end, he just...
They'd probably sell it at Circle K.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, you know...
It
funny.
Takes him 20 minutes to leave his house to
yeah,
go
to
the
go
Circle
in
K.
The city.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Honestly, that would be pretty funny. He's like, all right, I just chose a spot random, 20-minute drive, cool. Full video, 20-minute drive, immediately stop. He's like, hey, man, you want to buy some fucking smack? Shit, man, you want to buy some... And the video ends. And that guy gets sent to prison. Coke versus meth. Sleep. This one might be good.
All right, I'll let you scam that, but yeah.
I mean, this is fucking...
It's just people talking about their fucking drug use.
This guy's a fucking... Let me be honest. This guy's a faggot. Oh, yeah. Only... If I went in at a low 10-milligram crystal, oral, at 8 a.m., would I get to sleep by midnight? This guy is trying to be smart with methamphetamine.
Dude, they all are.
He's trying
They're all
to...
trying to be fucking Einstein.
Is that really the case? I thought people were just smoking it recreationally.
Well, there are people smoking it recreationally, but then there are like people who smoke it and they think they're fucking Einstein.
I mean, this is like some Mr. Robot shit. Like, I need my little hit of morphine or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's bizarre. I know I'm high, but...
Decent. You want to look at some rocks? There's some rocks.
That looks like a dildo.
It's a dildo of rock. Fent positive.
Oh, shit.
He was smoking that Fent cart.
Oh. What now, boys? Yeah, call your mother and tell her you love her, because that's all you have left.
Yeah, quit. Quit while you're ahead.
I mean, dude.
Or do it. I don't care.
You know what? Coming from someone who's literally done meth, though, meth fucking rocks.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can move on. Yeah. No, I mean, like, because I took it with acid. Like, my acid little gummy was, like, laced with methamphetamine. You take that, dude. I mean, you are Einstein. You feel the master of the conversation. You feel the master of social situations.
You feel the master of the universe.
And then you come
He-Man
down.
He-Man is in your ass.
And then you come down, and you have to fucking recover. But it is nice. Meth can be nice. Just ask Mr. Pink.
So we're buying a rock.
Yeah, should we get my roommate a rock? And be like, oh, look how pretty it is. And then she has no idea.
She has no idea it's fucking crystal meth, and she puts it in her rock collection.
Yeah.
It's like a monster-sized fucking, like, piece of fucking meth. And she's like, oh, my God, what is it? And we're like, oh, it's like,
bootleg your medication.
Dog piss quartz. And she's like, bootleg medication.
Bootleg your medication, personally.
Yeah,
no, I mean, we could do that. And then she, like, tests the hardness with her little hardness tester, and this one just goes, like, nothing. She's like, wait, what?
Does she have one of those?
I don't know. She's not a real hobbyist. She doesn't, she's not into anything for real. You know, it's very, you know what, man? She's she's really into the creature comforts of, like, oh, I get to look and smell and see, and I love it. I'm retarded. It's just being a human. What the fuck am I describing? You gotta fucking shit on me more.
I'm just letting you go because that's fucking hilarious. I'm just letting you go because you're fucking burning over there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, being able to see, smell, feel, you know, and then that's it. There's no with anything she's into, it's never like critical thinking. Like, ooh, I'm gonna get really good at tying rope. That's what I'm doing.
I'm gonna get good at not being a nautical nuisance.
Yeah, yes. I got a rope to tie it and learn all the knots. And I think that's better than having a cat with like a tumor on its face.
But
with a little punching bag thing on its
whiskers.
But
she loves
whiskers.
That cat.
You know what, dude?
That's her baby.
I hate that cat. It's gross looking. You know, I didn't notice it until now. Her cat has a little tumor thing right here. Did you notice that?
No. I've never seen her cat.
It's like
for
a
long.
Tumor. Like, it looks like she's like, she needs to take that fucking thing to the vet. Because it looks like, you know those punching bags? Like
yeah,
the little
speed
nutsack?
Bags?
The brrr, yeah, the it looks like that bag. Just dangling from its whiskers.
Ew.
It's disgusting.
It's like a dingleberry.
It's a gross cat. It's
a disgusting little dingleberry hanging from the cat's face.
Yeah. I mean, Betty. You might want to mark that. What time is it? I'm trying to keep her 32. Name out of this. 32? All right, I don't have my phone.
Anyways.
My roommate, listen, I love you to death. That cat needs to be fucking butchered. Needs to be sent to the gulag. You know, I'm going to be getting a cat soon. My parents are going to be sending me the cat.
They're getting rid of your brother's cat, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I think he's getting sick of smelling it and looking at it and taking care of it. And I think it'll be nice. I mean, you've seen the cat, Sedona.
Yeah.
It's a little sweet thing.
It's a sweet little piece of ass.
Speaking of getting rid of cat and also being gay, we have this guy that we've been watching.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I love this guy, and I also love, there's another guy.
Oh, shit. Does this go through the microphone here?
No.
No, okay.
No, I didn't wire the whole setup to the board at all.
Oh, okay.
So, like, we just have to hear it on the TV.
No worries.
But it
doesn't
get picked up on the mic or the recording.
Because I didn't hear it when we played that fucking FatCon bullshit.
Oh.
I was like,
you might have to take one of the ears off.
I was reading it. But we'll figure it out. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, there we go. You got to grip this mic like a cock.
Yeah.
That's how it works best.
You gotta suck that thing off.
Excuse
boy.
Me? What are you what the fuck?
Don't
you
worry
typing?
About it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Anyways, right. This guy fucking rules.
Dude, he's quickly becoming one of my favorite content creators.
Fucking Devin. I'ma get back on that motherfucking horse.
He's constantly like dyeing his hair. Does he have, like, what does he have?
I think he's just got, like, some sort of autism or something, but
kind of like an Asperger's thing.
Yeah, yeah. I remember at one point he like was smoking meth, or he talks about him fucking trying meth, and he's like, "Sup, motherfuckers, I just smoked meth for the fourth time."
Dude, he's kind of. Oh no, there's a couple of them that have blown up.
Uh oh.
Oh Jesus! What Uh-oh. Do you want? Unsafe OnlyFans? Link.
No, Devin Sweeney.
Devin Sweeney, we're shouting him out here.
Can we get Devin Sweeney on the
show?
Wait,
wait, wait. What's his description?
I'm very gay and I love making videos.
Dude, I fucking love this guy.
Oh my God, I can get a message for $4 on his Cameo. Book what? A personal video for $18. I'm going to get one.
Dude, we got to get this fucker on the show.
I am. I'm going to get him on the show.
Okay. We need to, because this guy's amazing. All he does is just, every single one of his videos is like a lewd sexual encounter with a man.
Yeah.
In an awkward spot.
Hell yeah. He cummed on me really fast and dyed my hair blue.
This guy, or this entity, is a genius.
Dude, he's a fucking, like, I'll never be this good. I'll never be this good.
No, I mean, he's already surpassed SNL.
He's better than fucking any
dude,
comedian.
Get him on SNL.
Right? Sup, bitches.
Wow, he looks so different in the hat.
I got my chocolate frosty right here.
Chocolate frosty.
He's like doing a food review. He's like eating fucking like...
Oh, that's fucking gross.
Soggy ass Wendy's.
That's gross that he's talking about eating cum in a bathroom. Well, he went to like a he went to like a mental institution and sucked off a black guy. Or like a black guy like raped him.
Yeah, he said some shit like that. I don't know how much of this is fucking true though.
That's the thing. I mean, I'm gonna assume that he's telling the truth. Unless it's obviously a joke.
Yeah.
Cause I mean he seemed pretty genuine about it. It was like
sub bitches, it's me, Devin.
Who's this black guy like taking advantage of this mentally challenged kid in an institution?
I don't know.
He, like, sucked him off in the bathroom and left.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is the boy Devin. And this is my impression of Barack Obama. I'm a dummy.
He just cuts it when he says the word.
He did it. Hit the board. Hit the board. Something. Give him something.
Too good. I'm about to pree.
Damn, that fucking rocks.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to fucking definitely try to get this guy on the fucking show no matter what.
I'm 100% down for that.
No matter what, I'm going to try to get that guy on the fucking show.
Holy
dream
shit.
Guest right there. Dude. Sup, bitches? It's me.
I want to get him and my sister talking about something they both have no idea about, like geopolitics, and see how racist it gets and how quick it, you know? I mean,
just two people that don't have a fucking clue.
Because my sister should be like, well, you like Europe so much. You know what Europe doesn't have? Black people. And I'm just like, wait, what? Hold on. I mean, I don't even know if that's true. What are you saying?
Where is it?
Oh, fuck, dude. Maybe I'll send my sister like $20 and be like, get on the show, you fucking cunt.
Yeah. Oh, get on the show.
I'll need you to get what on. Is this?
I was trying to find, I
the
can't find
fuck
it.
What the fuck are you showing me?
I'm showing you some bullshit because I need you to react to shit.
Okay, you know what? I think there should be a new concept that we add. Is this it?
This guy's gonna shit his pants.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we're. I love how, like, every single week we shit on how bad art is, and here we are just, like, reacting to YouTube Reels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I can't, I don't have my my shit saved. Like, I deleted all my tabs, and I'm fucking pissed off about it.
Okay, with how, you know, okay, I have an idea here. With how wild consent kind of got a couple years ago, where, like, oh, you have to get affirmative consent.
You have
every
to have a
seconds.
Fucking official form signed, stamped, and fingerprinted.
Yeah, that I feel like should apply to people showing each other TikToks.
Yeah,
and they're
I need, check out
my feed.
I don't consent.
Rape.
I don't consent. That's.
I
rape.
Feel raped.
Listen.
Half the time when I get, like, you know, someone comes over, one of your friends comes over, is like, oh my gosh, look at this. I'm like, this is rape. This is so disgusting, and it's rape.
No, I fucking, I understand that, because, like, sometimes, well, there was a couple of times where I was in the fucking car, and I had a friend in the car, and they just fucking start swiping. They start scrolling.
Yeah.
Max volume.
Oh,
I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Dude,
what is wrong? What's going on?
That's a good point. People really don't give a fuck about the volume of these.
Dude, there was another time I was in the fucking Little Caesars.
start of any good joke.
Yeah. So this one time I was in a Little Caesars.
Well, what do you call you Little Caesars? You have a good name for it.
Little Caesars.
Welfare pizza.
Yeah, welfare pizza. Little Caesars welfare pizza.
Dude,
anyways,
it fucking is.
I was in there for whatever fucking ungodly reason.
I mean,
probably on drugs.
Unemployment came in, obviously.
Yeah, unemployment came in. I got my drugs. I was hungry.
Nice.
I was in there, and this fucking bitch comes in, and she, like, has her phone full volume. She's trying to pay for her pizza, and she's scrolling while paying for a fucking pizza.
Jesus. What?
Yes. In the middle of a fucking Little Caesars. So I was like,
that'll be like $8.95, and she's just like, I'm gonna
want that. Yeah, it's max volume fucking, like, TikTok shit going on, and I'm like, I'm gonna have a fucking stroke.
She was gross looking, right?
Oh,
she
yeah.
had to be. Okay, yeah.
She was not very flattering, but, like, I was like, holy fuck, dude. Some people are just gone.
No, I mean, that's over. It's over. Her life is over. Bye-bye.
That
see
shit
your,
was crazy.
See your jeans. I can't believe it.
And then another person came in and fucking walked out with like 20 pizzas.
I was going to make a joke about the gene pool being corrupted, but I don't know if we can take it that far, especially considering we just mentioned welfare.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah. I don't know about that. That sounds kind of duty.
I mean, it's... I mean, this is hack, but it really is idiocracy out there, dude.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's why I don't leave the house anymore.
Yeah. Not for real.
I don't fucking
I really
house.
Try to avoid the reels of the TikTok. The fucking.
It's fucking. It's like toxic fucking waste.
I really try to avoid
it's
it.
It's toxic fucking waste, and we're just adding to the fucking problem.
And Monster Hunter World is better than any of it.
Yeah, playing video games and jerking off while smoking meth is way better than getting sucked into this Chinese corporate media bullshit propaganda. Know what I'm saying?
You know what really, I don't know what this is, but it really does weird me out when, like, someone has, like, a TikTok and most of the things they're watching is in, like, a different foreign languages.
Oh, yeah, it's in, like, fucking Korean or Spanish.
It, like, kind of, I don't know what that feeling is.
But they don't
kinda,
even speak that language.
No, they don't. I don't know what it is, but it kind of creeps me out.
It's weird. It's fucking weird.
Like, and it's not xenophobia. Everybody fucking relax. I'm not an asshole. I just helped somebody with their internet today, and they were Chinese, and they didn't speak a lick of English. And she was fucking nice, you know? You go in, you know what she had on their kitchen table? The cat, the fucking cat.
Oh, the lucky cat?
The lucky cat. She had that and a fucking Lin's Little China menu, and I'm like, this bitch is
I've seen a lucky cat where the fucking arm is, like, huge and, like, fucking buff.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Dude.
It's a tiny little lucky cat, and it's just the big arm fucking swinging.
Dude, that fucking rocks. I love those cats. They're nice.
Should I get a, like, fucking massive lucky cat?
You should honestly just get one in general and have it, like,
should we get one?
Coffee
should we go for the studio?
Yes. What do we need for the studio to make it livable? A heater?
For me?
For you.
For when I move in?
Yeah. Yeah.
This will become my full-time, like, job.
You're 100% invited. Yeah.
This will become my full-time job, and I'll live in the fucking, like, the quote, studio.
The studio. welcome to the studio. I shit here.
Yeah, I shit here. I shit in the motherfucking studio.
Should I get like a space heater for it?
Or something? I mean, you could.
Would that help?
I mean, like,
what's wrong with it? I mean, it is a bit kind of off-putting being in there.
The fact that it's
a garage.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's kind of nice for a garage, though.
No, it is. We gotta do some work. We'll talk about it later.
Copy.
We'll talk about it later.
Copy,
bitch.
That little slut nugget.
Yeah. Fuck you, bitch.
You know what, dude? You know what, dude?
Let's buy some fucking. Let's buy some meth. Speedrun some meth.
Let's speed.
We're gonna do it.
We'll post it to the r/meth.
Yeah, on our Patreon.
Reddit really is the best place to find all sorts of weird shit. I love Reddit.
Yeah. I miss 4chan, though. Like, before it got... Well, it was always gay, but...
It's like you saying, I miss DeviantArt.
Yeah, I miss fucking Rule 34.
You can't say, I miss 4chan. It just means, like, I miss being, like, a fascist or something. I don't know.
I miss being a Nazi.
Oh, Jesus. We're on 4chan. The last time I went on 4chan, I saw this woman get viciously attacked by a dog. So,
yeah, it used to have gore. So it was kind of sick. It was kind of like the cool place. Like, you know how you would hang out? Like, there would be a place in the neighborhood where you'd hang out and the older kids would be there.
Mm.
And you kind of weren't supposed to fucking hang out with them, but you did anyways. It was right. Kind of like that.
Yeah. You know what? I'll give it to you. 4chan is the Epstein's Island of the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know where the cool kids hang out? They're all older than you.
Let's look at.
Disclaimer. Oh, thank you. Honestly, I'm not even entirely sure how this works.
You don't know how the fucking site works?
I mean, I know it is kind of similar to like old forums. So top is the most recent, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this just the last 10 minutes of this is me showing you how to fucking...
Well, no. I mean, like, how recent did they post that? Is this like in
right
order?
Here. It has, like, the date and the timestamp.
Oh, so the last person to post in travel was, like, fucking 3 years ago? Or is it, Reddit, where it's top comments?
I think it might be top comments.
See, motherfucker, you don't even know.
I don't remember, dude. I'm fucking...
How are you gonna shit on me?
Yeah, you don't even fucking know. Sometimes it's just, like, most fucking... I don't know.
Most don't racist? What is the...
Yeah, most racist is at the top of the fucking... Yeah. The for you or whatever.
Get this fat bitch off the screen, dude.
No, we're gonna watch the.
God
the,
damn it! No.
The ad again.
No, fuck it, do it.
Fat Liberation Celebration Day.
Liberation.
I don't think I could miss it visually. It's taking up an entire city.
It's like missing the moon.
Yeah, it's like, how do I look to the left? There it is, FatCon.
I mean, FatCon.
Every fat person in the world is right there on the fucking, you know, Western Seaboard.
You don't need a con. You just need a fucking mobility scooter salesperson.
Yeah.
Business. You know the businesses that sell mobility scooters?
Yeah.
That's FatCon.
That's FatCon.
That's FatCon. I don't, you know, honestly, I really don't get, I'm a larger guy. I was like 280 at my max. I never understood why people felt like discriminated legally or whatever because they were fat.
I don't know.
In my opinion, I think most of the world is designed, most of America is designed for you to be fat, you know?
I mean, today, yeah.
Yeah, cars, everyone's driving around, drive-thrus. I mean, the only thing that they have is like... airplane seats. And the fact that you can't get good dick or pussy or whatever. You really cannot fuck.
And you get called fat every fucking 10 minutes.
Yes. You know what, dude? You really do get treated like shit when you're fat.
Yeah. I treat you like shit.
No. No, you're one of the nice ones. You like, hello, Jamie, can you come over? You're like nice.
Yeah, but.
Most people don't even look at me.
In the public eye, I treat you like shit as a bit.
No. What are you saying?
In the public eye.
No. You're getting a hard on of treating your friends like shit, but they love you anyway. But that's not what's happening. You're like nice to me.
Yeah.
Don't be a bitch.
Sadly, I am.
Yeah.
Dude, this board's going to give me a fucking seizure.
Dude, I love it. I love the board.
Like, I'm tabbing through the fucking buttons, and it's like a rainbow.
Dude, when I was at 180, I was actually able to talk to hot ladies and them actually, like, respond.
I mean, you can still talk to hot ladies.
But then it's rape. I mean, really.
Hello, like, HR. Hello. No,
it really is like, oh, my God, please don't talk to me anymore. And I'm like, you dropped your purse. And she's like, oh, thank you. And then she gets the cloth wipe and she wipes it off. I am a monster. Nobody talks to me because I'm disgusting.
I talk to you.
You're not trying to fuck me. And I'm not trying to fuck you.
You have it's a different. Point. You have a point.
I just say, dude, I have to tell that to like, because I'm friends with a couple women, and they're like, well, you know, you shit on like being able to talk to women. They're like really boring or whatever. You talk to me. I'm like, I'm not trying to fuck you.
There's a, yeah.
That's the difference.
That's the difference. When most guys are, I'm not. Right. I'm just trying to get some money out of you or something. I don't want.
Yeah.
I don't want you for your body.
Yeah, little sis. Give me some fucking money. Put
it's
your
so gross.
Put your tits away.
I don't
away.
Ever
want
to fucking hear you say that again.
Little sis?
Yeah, that feels fucking, that makes me feel slimy. Don't.
Don't. I was going to say something, but fucked up. Can I say it?
What? No, you can't. You can't say it, Javen.
Dude, I was losing.
You can't say that, Javen.
When I lived in Somerton, I was literally losing my mind because I had a microphone that could like change the pitch depending on what you want.
Yeah.
I put on the headphones that plugged into it, and I pretended for probably about 30 minutes that I was on stage and I was like Billy Joel. And I was singing the most retarded shit into the mic. Just like, well, who sang the song? I can only imagine. Who sung
that? Oh, I don't fucking know off the top of my head.
Because it went just went like, I can only imagine my sister with bigger tits sucking my big dick. I said that on repeat for probably 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Laughing uproariously each time. And then you decided to call in Discord. I was like, oh, I guess I'll talk to this.
Fucking
hey,
piece
what's going
of shit.
On?
I can only imagine
my sister with bigger tits.
Abby Shapiro's
mommy milkers. I got a decent impression. God damn it, my cock is small. It's never been sucked off.
The perk is too good.
Yeah, dude.
So yeah.
Sorry, I had to go in there.
You were going hard. No, I was in the car. I was in the car last night.
Oh, fuck.
I was in the car last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was by myself in the car just driving across town. And I was like, wouldn't it be funny if like the cop that killed George Floyd was Chinese? Oh no, George Floyd. Oh no. Oh, you can't breathe. Oh, George Floyd.
I don't.
Oh, George Floyd, like, you have fentanyl in your system.
Like,
oh, George Floyd.
Like in the court, like.
No, he's like killing George Floyd, and he's like, "Oh no, George Floyd, you're selling Ruth cigarettes. Oh, that's a crime, George Floyd. I'm gonna have to carry you. Oh, what? You can't breathe." He's just got his fucking knee on his fucking neck. He's like, oh, you can't breathe? Sorry.
I'm kind of lost. In general.
You wouldn't think that's funny? Like,
I don't know.
It was funny to me in the car last night.
Because you're delusional.
I was
no,
on like
no,
fucking
delirious.
3 hours of sleep.
Delirious.
3 hours of sleep and an 8 hour
could be
shift.
Funny. You know what could be funny though?
Oh no, you're trying.
That is retarded.
Judge Freud, you can't breathe? Oh, you were out here selling Ruth cigarettes. You can't have that.
If he was like a fat Asian, it might be funny.
Yeah, like a fat Asian
like
cup.
A sumo wrestler. In a cop.
Like Bobby Lee.
Like
Bobby
yeah.
Lee.
He's not. he's fucking something-ese.
Bobby Lee killed George Floyd, and I have fucking photographic evidence.
Holy shit. George Floyd's dead. Dude, how funny.
Yeah, you just heard?
How funny would it
be? They shot him in his.
How funny would it be if I knew George Floyd for his porn career and then I found out now that he died?
He's dead, and you're like,
whoa.
What the fuck? He was my favorite porn actor.
Dude, he had some tight fucking tapes. He's dead? How'd he die? What happened? Did CNN get destroyed? That was the funniest part. Anyway, that was the funniest part of that. It's just all his businesses getting fucking ransacked. Damn, dude. You know what? Honestly, maybe I'm in the minority here, but when all of that was going on and I was watching the riots go on the TV, rolling on acid, I have never felt so comfortable with the world in my entire life.
I was chilling.
I loved that chaos.
I was having like a schizophrenic episode, smoking some fucking like probably laced weed.
Yeah. We were both going through drugs. It. Yeah. We're all fucking going through it. It was an interesting time.
Yeah, it was a really
you know, the world was
time.
Burning and on fire, and somehow we had more bigger problems to deal with. Like drug addiction and not going to therapy.
And getting a divorce.
Yeah.
Several
Cheryl was
divorces.
Cheryl was nice, but she turned into a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheryl's a fucking backwards.
Too bad we had to kill that bitch.
Damn. Keegan, if I had an ex-wife and I really hated her, would you help me kill her and cover it up?
Yeah, I'd cut her up and fucking throw her in a you know, refrigerator, and then we'll take it and we'll throw it in the ocean.
Hell yeah, man. I do
weigh it down with a couple car batteries for good measure.
Yeah, I do the same, man. Fuck yeah. If we get some bitch wives.
Good to know that you're a fucking psychopath.
Honestly, if you called me at like 4 in the morning and you're like freaking out and I'm like, dude, all right, dude, fuck it. I'm going to come over, and you had a body in the room, and I'd be like, all right, we'll figure it out, dude. Chill out. We'll figure this shit out. Don't you worry. Don't you worry a little head about it.
Hey.
Don't you worry.
Hey, man. Don't worry about it. We'll fucking figure it out. We'll figure it out. It's going to be all right. Because I just bought the new Toyota fucking. I just bought the new Toyota Tacoma. Holy fucking shit. We're going to fucking cut that bitch up and take her out in the woods. Holy shit.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you had some dog in here that you butchered. You know, there's some philosopher, some ancient philosopher.
His name was
George Floyd.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You had an idea.
No, it's gone now.
Fuck. Yeah. Well, anyway, this philosopher, his wife was getting mad at him because he was like, dogs aren't even fucking real. They don't have souls. They can't feel pain. She's like, no, they fucking do. He's like, oh, really? Check this out. So he grabbed his dog and he stapled it to the wall.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he like crucified his dog on the wall. And his wife is just like bawling her eyes out in the corner. And he's like, look, it's fucking autonomous. And he's just flaying it. He's like, look, it's a fucking robot. It doesn't fucking
real. Was the fucking
real.
Philosopher's name fucking Dr. Fauci? Because didn't he do something like that? Didn't he, like, do some experiments on beagles? He did some, like, Nazi, like, level fucking experiments on beagles or something.
I don't think a WAP can have the intelligence to do something as devious as that. Some sauce monkey.
I mean, not alone.
That's true. What did he do with beagles? Dude, can you look that up?
Okay. Because I don't remember what he did, but I remember hearing about it, or maybe I heard somebody joking about it.
Well, Chris Kyle did some fuck shit. He, like, tortured little bunnies and stuff, and he thought it was funny.
I can't spell, so shut up.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. Fauci bagel.
Yeah, Fauci.
Fauci bagel.
Fauci.
Beagle gate.
Oh, my God. Beagle gate.
Oh, my God.
I don't care. Show me the facts.
The government watchdog group, which was founded in 2013 by former blah blah
provided grants for medical studies using the dogs as test subjects.
Okay. Here's the biggest problem with this. The fact that all these fuckers are Italians. The fact that they're a bunch of pots of sauce. Why are the pots of sauce running the fucking CDC?
I don't know, dude.
You got a bunch of garlic monkeys running around telling us how to live healthy.
They had to do something with the mob after they went under.
I mean, don't you guys eat sausage and peppers and smoke cigarettes every day? Shut the fuck up about personal health, you fuck. If I want to learn about personal health, I'd call my mother.
You know, that might hurt her feelings, you saying that.
No, dude, she's actually really into personal health.
No, that might hurt her feelings because she's Italian.
Dude, if I found out that I'm a little Italian, I'd fucking kill myself.
You probably are. You want to go get a 23andMe done? You got $100 lying around? We'll go do it right now.
I don't want a 23andMe because I don't find out I'm part you.
Yeah, we're like...
Dude, what if we're cousins?
Like cousins?
Oh, shit. That would suck. That would suck because you have a trillion cousins.
Gay Chinese cousins who live in the Middle East. Next week on TLC.
Oh, shit. We'd be a TLC show.
Yeah, dude. We'd be a TLC show. Fucking
Chungus and Chingus.
Yeah, gay Chinese cousins who live in the Middle East. Streaming next Tuesday AKA, on TLC.
AKA white people that live in Mojave County.
I hate it here. Mm. I want to die. Somebody fucking put me under.
Yeah. You know what, though? It was nice today. It was all rainy.
Yeah, it rained all day.
I really like that, honestly.
Speaking of rain, let's go out in it because I'm fucking hungry and
I am very
I'm
hungry.
Over this.
We're going to go to Fat Con and eat ourselves
big. We're going to get big as fuck. Yeah. We're flying out to Fat Con this fucking year. Coming to Seattle to drop the bomb on your ass. Literally, we are the bomb.
Witterly.
Witterly. We are the bomb.
Next time on Completely Compromised. Oh my God, that's my car!
Hey, my name is John Rinelli. I'm going to fucking Fat Con to see all these fucking web.
This is our TLC show.
Yeah, you're just like, oh shit, man. I was on r/meth and I fucking learned how to smoke it good.
And I'm cooking it too. I put a little bit of chili powder in it. It's my secret ingredient.
Hi, it's me, Devin. Can I suck your fucking motherfucking cock, you stupid motherfucking
And that's
bitch?
That's this episode summed up. Fuck you, Javen.